At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The secret to catching prize-worthy fish? Fishing like a local. Jonas Knox here with Fishing Booker. The valuable knowledge of a local guide can turn a fishing trip of no bites into the best catch of the day. Go to fishingbooker.com to discover thousands of local fishing charters from all around the world and create your perfect angling adventure with their easy-to-use online booking system. Visit fishingbooker.com and book your trip today. Fishing Booker. Fishing trips made easy.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Hey, thanks for listening to the Two Pros and a Cup of Joe podcast with Brady Quinn, Jonas Knox, and myself, LeVar Arrington. Make sure you catch us live weekdays 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern or 3 a.m. to 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. You can find your local station for the Two Pros and a Cup of Joe show over at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Yeah. Throw him up. Come on, Birdo.
Birdo ain't throwing him up. Oh, he threw him up.
Yeah.
Two pros and a cup of Joe. Fox Sports Radio. It is LeVar Arrington, Brady Quinn, Jonas Knox with you here. You can hang out with us as always on the iHeartRadio app. You can find us on hundreds of affiliates all across the country. And wherever the hell you are, making us a part of your Monday morning, we appreciate you doing so as we take a look back at a busy, full slate from Sunday in the NFL. And we're going to take you all the way up until 9 a.m. Eastern Time, 6 o'clock Pacific. And we do it all live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Man, poor Baker Mayfield.
Why?
That's a bummer.
Yeah, what's up with that?
I mean, you know, he comes out and he struggles early on. He's not playing all that well, and then they start to get into a little bit of a rhythm. The Carolina Panthers do, and they orchestrate this go ahead drive.
Baker Unchained.
Yeah, and well, by the way, I heard you.
He's off the leash, right?
Off the leash.
By the way, back on it. LeVar dropped Baker Unchained to TJ Houshmandzadeh, and TJ didn't know what to do with it. He said it there, and he was just like, "I'm not going." I'm not going to.
Well, he said it. Yeah. I didn't say. I just finished what he said. I just reiterated what he said.
So they get down and they finally start to put something together on offense, and then they take a lead, and then this awful roughing the passer call on Brian Burns gives Cleveland an extra 15 yards. They go down, and Cade York hits a 58-yard field goal, and Baker Mayfield loses his revenge game.
He loses against the Cleveland Browns.
Come on, man. It's a shame.
But on the flip side, it had been 18 years since the Browns won a season opener. They were 0-16-1. So at least the Browns got a win.
Yeah.
You know, it's been a while.
It is true. Now, Baker Mayfield did talk after the game about just the matchup and, you know, how he felt about going in and seeing his former team. Here was the now Carolina Panthers starting quarterback.
It was good to see some people. Obviously disappointing with the way things finished. Would love to have the bragging rights against those guys, but we didn't finish. Everybody made this out to be the Super Bowl, but despite what everybody's going to make this, there's 16 more games. The Super Bowl is not till February, and this is the beginning of September, so a lot of anticipation, but we're going to flush this, we're going to learn it, and we're going to be better.
Whoa, hold on. Hold
he can downplay that all
hold,
he wants.
Hold on now, Bake. Hold on.
He wanted that one.
Like Carolina ain't won the Super Bowl. Like they ain't won or lost the Super Bowl in week one. Can somebody get that man a news flash? Can they update him? Carolina is not in the running for the Super Bowl. Not now, not this year, Bake. I hate to do this to you, but you know, let's work on winning a game. How about that? Let's not go Super Bowl. Let's just
more than five, which has really been the standard for Carolina.
Let's go game by game.
Yep.
You know, let's go game by game right now. Like, I don't know why Super Bowl is coming out your mouth, man. Like, chain that one up, put that one back in the backyard.
Here's the problem. It's been a while since everyone saw the Bills play. And so now they, like,
the
people are like, oh, yeah,
Super
we got a
Bowl.
Shot at Super Bowl.
Yeah. yeah, because
it's
they
like,
forgot.
No, dude, the Bills played Thursday night. Did you see
did you
what
not
they
see them?
Like? Yeah.
Did you not see them?
Yeah.
That's what you wanted to
did
look at.
Did you not see KC? Did you not see that?
Yeah, my God,
did you not
man.
See the Chargers? Oh. And the Raiders, by the way.
Yeah.
I think you're right about this whole every one of them getting into the playoffs. I mean, they didn't play the greatest, but they didn't play bad. It was a game. I don't know.
What did you think of Baker's performance, though, just early on? Did it feel like he started to put it together there towards the end?
Yeah, I thought he started to get into a rhythm. But again, like that, he was one of those examples that I'd use of a quarterback who's in a new system with new people he's playing around. You know, he had a nice connection with Robbie Anderson down the field. But I'll be honest with you, like the deep throws are the easier ones as a quarterback when you're new to a system. Like, you want me to go in and take a 7-step drop, throw a deep post, 5-step drop hitch, throw a go route? That's easy. Seriously, that's easy. It's everything else in between. It's the timing and rhythm routes and the short intermediate passes. It's knowing how the guy, if he's got any sort of option in his route to break out or break in, seeing his body language, knowing how he cuts and breaks out and breaks in, and then being on the same page in regards to finding those soft spots in the zone and how he comes back to the football, how he finds your football, where he likes a back shoulder in contested coverage. Like, all those things, you know, matter. And that's where when you're kind of going back and looking through it, he didn't seem as crisp early, you know, going through the offense and his reads and progressions. And then he started to find himself kind of get going there. But That's why it's such a tough task when you're a quarterback and you've got to find a new home elsewhere. It just takes time, man. Like, it takes time to become really, you know, what you're hoping that you can be, unless you're a guy like Peyton Manning who you get to bring the offense with you and you get to make everyone else out around you learn your offense and you teach it to them. And then it's just a matter of them eventually getting to your level. And that's obviously not the case here.
I don't know. I think that in a game like this, there was going to be way too much made of it one way or the other, whether he played well, whether he didn't play well, whether they won, whether they lost. I thought it was great for sports. I thought it was great for football. Obviously, him returning, Jacoby Brissett being a part of the team that wins the game. So you got a backup. Like this is, to me, like what I took away from it. You got a backup that was good enough to be in the game and deliver the victory in week one over the former starter of the team.
So what are you saying? That
so you're
Baker
basically
got
saying,
beat by a backup?
You're basically saying Baker's backup would have beat him in a head-to-head game. You know what I mean? Like, that's the guy who's starting right now. So what does that mean when Deshaun Watson gets back?
Can we say this about the Browns, though? That is a talented
Oh, they're
roster.
Deep.
Yeah.
They've been deep
they're
for a while.
Ridiculous.
Yeah, they were deep last year.
Well, I'm just saying, you look at their receivers. That I'm just saying, with Amari Cooper now, and with their rushing attack,
Kareem Hunt's back.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, but the O line plays a huge factor in all that. Like, they might be able to survive this. Like, if their defense can play that way, and if they can run the football, and then just allow Jacoby to make a few throws here and there, Like, they might be able to survive a lengthy expansion and, like, still be in the hunt when he gets back.
Oh, and also, if you look, like, we talked about the Steelers. They won the game, but look at the injuries they're dealing with. Those are going to impact them all year. We don't know how the quarterback situation is going to go. Based on 1 week, the offensive line improvements don't really seem like they've had an impact in Cincinnati. But I look at a game like this, and if all you're trying to do is just get through, survive in advance, and if you got to win ugly games like this on 58-yard field goals, all of a sudden, if they're in the conversation by week 11, you've got another month and a half of the season when Deshaun gets back. I don't think it's outside the realm of possibility that Cleveland's got a shot to win this division.
I don't know how sustainable it is to win ugly. You know, as the weeks wear on and the teams get more dialed in and game plans become more and more I guess, relevant or prevalent to the success of what the team is running. I don't know that making it ugly. There aren't very many teams that have a roster that can make it ugly enough for them to sustain winning that way. But with that being said, if there is a division where that would exist, it'd be the North. It'd be the AFC North where that would, with defense, kicking field goals, playing field position, but somewhere like the AFC West, it's not going to happen. I think we see some of what it may look like in the NFC West. That one might not be as good as advertised. That remains to be seen. But I mean, if you look around the entire league, I guess there are a few more divisions where you could say making it ugly, getting through, making it ugly could work.
The backup quarterback you were talking about that beat the starter, Baker Mayfield, Jacoby Brissett, he had a chance to speak afterwards. He was sort of the forgotten man in this whole drama. Here was Jacoby.
This moment, sorry. Like, the build-up to this moment is it goes further than, from being here. A long time coming to get to this point.
Were you more emotional at the start of this game than you have been in the past when you started?
Probably so, yeah. I would say so.
Just because you have another chance to start?
I think that definitely played a lot into it. And like I said, leading up to this, these aren't promised. So you whenever you get an opportunity, you know, you cherish those opportunities.
It's real
good
talk.
For him, man.
Yeah, that's real
good
talk.
For him.
Yeah.
Because he's been put in a lot of bad spots to where when he does get a chance to start, it's not the most ideal situation. New England, Jimmy Garoppolo got hurt after Brady was suspended for the 4 games in Deflategate.
Indy.
Yeah, and Andrew Luck retires on the sideline, and it's like, here, Jacoby, you're the starter now. It's like, okay.
Go in there and play, man.
Like, it's just, like, so good for him, man. Like, he's getting an opportunity.
Miami.
He won a game. Yeah, Miami. Like, if he was basically there, what, because did he get COVID, or was he dealing with an injury that Jacoby Brissett was in there?
Because I can't quite recall, but the point still resides. I mean, it's – here's the thing is when you get to start some games or even just you started games your entire career, that's why you're in the NFL, and then you kind of are having a hard time finding traction, the older you get, you just learn to appreciate it. Because one day, I mean, when you're not the guy, when you're not on a team, like you realize, like, man, that's special. It really is something special to be able to play the game you love as a profession. And quarterback's so different for a lot of different reasons. But the other is, like, you can't make a transition in your position, really. Like, when you're a quarterback, you're a quarterback. Only one plays. Like, you can't go out there and there's not a bunch of other guys in your position. You all get to get on the field, or you can rotate in a certain package. Like, it's either you or it's not. And so when it's not you, it takes away from the love of the game because it's not the same experience. But once you get that shot and it's your show, it's the greatest feeling in the world, man. So I'm happy for him, yeah, and I do think things will get better for their passing game. Like we tend to, you know, if you watch the game, it's like, all right, they kind of won ugly. Well, look, it's not like the Carolina Panthers have a bad pass defense. They got a good pass rush, good secondary. Like, that was a good defense they faced, and they found a way to win it. It's all that matters.
Yeah, good for him. Yeah.
It is Two Pros and a Cup of Joe here on Fox Sports Radio, brought to you by Discover. We could talk about how complicated other banks make it to redeem credit card rewards, or we could talk about how at Discover you can redeem your rewards for cash in any amount at any time. I mean, talk about amazing. Learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms apply. All right, coming up next here from the TireRack.com studios, this was not the start that one team in the NFL was looking for. This is a Super Bowl contender, or at least we thought they were. We'll have that for you here on FSR.
Be sure to catch live editions of Two Pros and a Cup of Joe with Brady Quinn, LeVar Arrington, and Jonas Knox weekdays at 6 a.m. Eastern, 3 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. It's halftime and the scoreboard is not looking good. You're feeling low, not sure you can pull out a win. That's when you dig deep, lift your head up, and say to yourself, time to get back in the game, pull off some bank heists, and take as much of my friend's money as I possibly can. That's right, the smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do. Play on countless dynamic Monopoly boards, make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball, charge other players rent for your iconic properties. You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. So get back out there, put on your game face, and download Monopoly Go, now free on the App Store or Google Play.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
What kind of fun is waiting for you at Kings Island? The, holy cow, we're way too high and here comes the drop kind of fun. The, make a splash all summer kind of fun. The, I can't believe I ate that whole funnel cake. Let's get another kind of fun. But most importantly, at Kings Island, you'll find, for the fun of it, kind of fun.
Don't wait to start your fun this season. Kings Island opens its gates April 20th.
Yeah! Throw them up!
Yeah.
Throw them up!
That is yeah! So disrespectful.
How about
hold on. Can I just paint the scene?
Raise your a little horse, bit, Birdo? Horse announcing ass on last night.
What about Chris Collinsworth? Come on. Doing two games in a weekend. What do you expect from the guy?
All right.
So a little bit overworked.
I was just going to say, like, I mean, Mike Tirico addressed it, like, off the top. And it's funny that we now have to say, hey, like he's feeling okay. He's just playing a little banged up, a little sick. Yeah. Like before COVID, I don't know that people would have questioned it as much or felt the need to make a public statement about it.
Oh, no.
Now we have to say, like, oh, hey, like he's okay.
He's
like
COVID
he's good.
Free.
like he just has a cold. His voice is hoarse. Whatever the case is, like that's still okay.
Wait,
if you're out there and you want to play through something.
You mean there was an illness before COVID? You mean there was a time before that? I had no idea.
Well, enduring.
Yeah.
It's well, going to.
Yeah. I'm going to. But it is two pros and a cup of Joe here. So, listen, Chris Collinsworth, he was struggling. And it's too bad, man. That was a shame to hear him have to go through that. And people were tweeting saying, would you like to step in for Chris Collinsworth? But I wouldn't do that to you guys. this is the show.
I mean, that would have been interesting.
What?
You would have been able to do it.
They wanted because of the impression of Chris Collinsworth. If you stepped in,
wow. Yeah.
He had 2-3 of his P1ers hitting him up on Twitter. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I was just gonna say, like
he said, like a million people hit him up.
Well,
there was this tremendous outcry.
Listen, you don't know the numbers. You're not privy to that information. I am though.
Let's go look.
Are
at
you?
It.
I don't. I'm not comfortable
Let's
talking
pull up
about
your tweet
it.
Deck.
I'll tell you what. Hour 4. Let's get into it. Okay. I'll break down
perfect.
All
hour
of that.
4.
Perfect.
The old hour 4.
Hey, by the way,
Phantom Hour.
In about 10 minutes from now, here on Two Pros and a Cup of Joe, somebody had kind of a rough weekend. A rough weekend starting on Saturday and then Sunday, but they won't really have to worry about those rough weekends anymore. So we'll have that discussion with you in about 10 minutes from now.
What the hell you're talking about? Yep. I mean, some people had a rough Saturday are going to have a rough week, maybe rough season. So
yes, that is true. Speaking of rough,
yeah,
there's no Davante Adams in Green Bay anymore, and it showed. there were some moments yesterday against the Minnesota Vikings that there was some struggling there.
Are we going to overreact to a week one result for Green Bay? Do you remember what happened last year, week one?
Yeah.
Remember who they played?
Yep.
They got trounced by the Saints.
I remember it was, Aaron Rodgers should have showed up in the offseason. Maybe he wouldn't look like that in week one.
And then he went on to win the MVP.
Minnesota looked good.
Minnesota looked really good.
Kirk Cousins looked good. Jefferson is an absolute stud. And Kevin O'Connell. O'Connell has a background with Kirk Cousins, correct? Didn't he coach him? Or there was some familiarity with him?
Michigan State, I believe. There's a possibility. I could be wrong.
Yeah,
I don't think they're at Michigan State together. Yeah. They're closer to contemporaries. O'Connell's 37. Cousins is about the same age. He's maybe 34, 35.
There's a coach on staff. Maybe I'm wrong, but I thought there was a coach on staff that knew him.
Well, so Cousins was in Washington until – like I know O'Connell was in Washington in 2017 and 2018. I don't know that Cousins wasn't there. Though.
Cousins wasn't there.
Yeah, he had left at that point, right?
Yeah.
Aaron Rodgers spoke afterwards. Of course, everybody's going to nitpick everything he says in having conversations now because he's, the villain, according to many people who still hold on to grudges. Yeah, it was Con Air. He cut his hair, by the way.
Okay.
His hair looks good. He cut it short. Nice little look there.
All right.
You are quick on the draw.
Quick.
My God. Regular Doc Holliday
High
here.
Noon, baby. I'll be your huckleberry.
Here was Aaron Rodgers post game.
Hey, love to be sitting here with very few mental mistakes in the first game because then that eliminates you guys the opportunity to write about playing in the preseason or any of that stuff. It's the mental stuff that we just can't have because we're hurting ourselves, whether we're going the wrong way on a block or missing the protection something or missing a hot or not running the right route, the right depth. There was just too many mental mistakes. These guys are NFL players. There's expectation whoever's in there that they're going to play well. We had a lot of chances today. I'm not taking anything away from their defense, but we hurt ourselves many times, myself included. I had a lot of opportunities to score more than 7.
So there it is, Aaron Rodgers post game.
Let's just call what it is. Did you see the first play? To Christian Watson?
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean,
six.
Come on, dude. That's a touchdown.
Yeah, it should be six.
Like that in the NFL, that's one you look back and go, there's 7 right there. And that's what's frustrating about it is, you felt like the wide receivers were young and there were going to be some growing pains. And I think that's your biggest concern. The other concern, though, is the way Justin Jefferson goes off like that, I really coming into the season thought the Packers defense would be as good as it's ever been. And when you have a wide receiver do that to you, I don't know. It's tough to come away and not think, all right, maybe they're not as good as we thought they were going to be. Maybe this is going to be a little bit more of an uphill battle if they can't put up points and if they can't limit teams to getting into a shootout. Because if I'm playing the Green Bay Packers, this is going to sound counterintuitive, but you might want to get in a shootout with them because they might not have the ability, at least right now, with this young wide receiver group, to actually be able to connect and actually be able to compete in that way, even though they got Aaron Rodgers at quarterback. Now, they also had Bakhtiari was out.
Yep.
Jenkins was out. I mean, they had some offensive line issues too.
Receiver was out. Scantling, whatever. What's how
well,
you say
Marcus out of Scantling's in KC.
Who was the receiver Lazard. Yeah, I knew it was one that was out. Yeah.
So, I mean, I'm not sure he makes that big of a difference, but I'm just saying, like, if their defense can't hold opponents down, I mean, they're gonna be a tough spot, because either Christian Watson has to, which his hands were always questionable. That was like the one knock on him, his hands. But if someone can't step up and emerge into that spot, like, it could be a rough go of it for Green Bay.
I mean, you saw Detroit come out and go to work, even though they lost. They went to work. You're now playing against Minnesota. Minnesota put that work on you. Now they're one game ahead of you. And then you look at the Bears, and the Bears knock off the Niners. And
well,
maybe
everybody saw that happening. I mean, come on.
Like everybody saw that happening?
Yeah, come on.
I didn't see that one happening. I would have thought.
One of Knox's locks.
And listen, the weather conditions were horrible for that game. But but you know what? Both teams have to deal with the same weather conditions.
Do you guys think it's a little – the David Bakhtiari – now, he missed another game this year. He missed all of last year. Like feels like this knee injury
is never going away.
Yeah,
it's
this has been going on a long time with him, and I just wonder, is this going to have a hamper or impact his career moving forward? Because this feels like we've seen other players come back from the same injury a lot quicker than him, seemingly. And it feels like what Ron Rivera talked about Chase Young. And he said, well, Chase Young's injury ended up being more severe than we initially thought, and so he ended up missing more time. It feels closer to something like that
and
with as much time
out.
As he's
Chase
missed.
Chase is still out.
Yeah, and he's going to be out for a little while longer. I wonder about the Bakhtiari injury, because here we go again. He missed all of last year, missed time in the offseason. And now he's missing the game to start the year at Minnesota. I just wonder if this is going to be a problem moving forward forever for him.
I think anytime you've got an injury, it's obviously something that could end up impacting you for the rest of your career, especially one that's a knee injury like that. And we don't know the specifics, but I'm just saying, if you're looking at it from that standpoint, yeah, it's pretty easy to say it's probably going to impact him the rest of his career. It's just to what degree when he comes back of a player is he going to be? Like that's the bigger question when he comes back. But to your point, like, he's missed a lot of time, man. But it's tough. Like, those big boys, when they have those lower body extremity, like those injuries, I mean, Achilles, knees, all that stuff, feet. Yeah, I mean, that stuff impacts them. You think because they're not, like, running as much, but you also can tend to forget. Like, these are bigger men, explosive men. It's still going to put a ton on you know, impacting their career, as opposed to a wide receiver or DB.
By the way, Za'Darius Smith looked like he was playing with a red ash yesterday.
You think? Puffy bottom.
He was getting after it.
Blew up AJ Dillon after he got past the offensive line. I was like, oh God. I mean, he made AJ Dillon look small,
yeah,
and I think his like thighs alone are like 250 pounds.
Yeah, AJ Dillon's like the power back in that backfield. Za'Darius Smith, he was getting after it. So good win for Minnesota there.
There was some good physical football being played yesterday, man. I was happy to see that. There was some sticking going on. There was some defense being played. A lot of low scores.
A lot of
people won't appreciate that, but some of us that watch, you know, we appreciate that. Especially early on, you want to see the defenses be ahead of the offenses. Like, that's usually – the offense usually has to catch up. The defenses are usually the ones that come out and have success early on. So I was happy to see that there was some good, physical football being played.
It's Two Pros and a Cup of Joe here on FSR. Coming up in about 12 minutes from now, we will have another edition of the FSR IR as we report any injuries, issues, ailments over a long weekend with a lot of football. We'll have that for you here.
Oh, I've got one. Yeah.
I've got one. Does it involve the Heat?
Not going to. We'll tease it at that. We'll just leave it at that.
Now, if you did have the Georgia Southern Eagles getting Scott Frost fired, congratulations. You are a big winner because Nebraska.
Could we go a step further?
Yeah.
It's not Georgia Southern. It's the Clay Helton led Georgia Southern. Yeah.
Yeah. And now it's the not Scott Frost led Nebraska Cornhuskers.
Nice.
He gone.
They decided, you know what? We need to make a change. We've seen enough in 3 weeks, which begs the question, why didn't you just do it in the offseason? Like, what a waste of 3 weeks.
And we need a little diversity while doing so. You know, here, take this team.
I don't understand what was the plan. Like, if the seat was this hot, then just make the move in the offseason. Like, what are you doing?
Think about it this way. I mean, and you know, obviously they weren't planning on losing to Georgia Southern. They paid them, I believe, what was the number, $1.5
million? Yeah, something like that.
To come in there, or $1.3 million, something. Yeah. I think it was $1.3 million to Georgia Southern. But, I mean, they were a double-digit favorite to beat Northwestern. Like, to begin the season, week zero in Dublin, they're a double-digit favorite to beat Northwestern. I mean, even the prognosticators out there thought Nebraska was going to get off to a better start than they had this season. So I don't blame the, you know, Trev Alberts or, you know, their board of regents, whoever is all part of that decision-making process, because sometimes you see this. I mean, we can get in the NFL. It's been 1 week, and I promise you right now, there's one team that I'm thinking of in the back of my mind, like, all right, if they go 0-2, That seat's getting pretty hot. But the point is this. I think the most interesting thing that became public knowledge and makes you think about how this all went down is the buyout. Scott Frost's buyout is cut in half if they would have waited till October 1st. It goes from $15 million to $7.5 million. Once that became public, I thought Trev Alberts was kind of in a tough spot. Because then if you just fired him right after October 1st, it would have looked like you just want to save $7.5 million. Right. So once that was known, then it was like, well, now we got to make a decision, and we're probably going to have to spend an extra $7.5 million to do so. And by the way, go ahead and throw in another $1.3 million on there because we held on to him to go play Georgia Southern and just came in and kicked our butt. So
it's not about the money, we swear. So you forced yourself.
And that's the tough spot with it. I kind of looked at it and thought – the even tougher thing to all that, when you bring into the fact that it's three games in the season, he fired his entire offensive staff, hired a new offensive staff, brings in Mark Whipple from Pitt, and now what happens to those guys? Or now, you know, how does this work moving forward with the next hire, next head coach? Because he's going to want to bring his own guys. And that's the crappy part. And look, these guys are grown men. They made that decision to come to Nebraska knowing this could happen. But now you find yourself, if you're any of those coaches, Mark Whipple is their OC, is a great coach. They find themselves in a tough spot wondering, am I going to be packing up and moving from Lincoln after a year's time?
Now I want to see you throw up during every practice, coach. Yeah. I want to see you run all this stuff real hard and do it, the things that you're asking us to do. I mean, that's kind of...
Who do you think should take over? Okay, you got any ideas? Like anybody that you think, like somebody who's got some coaching experience, somebody who knows the Big Ten. Like who would be somebody
I got a name.
Yeah?
Like someone who... maybe he's a college football Hall of Famer.
Yeah, I mean, I think we're on the same page here.
How many did Georgia Southern just drop? Couldn't they use some defensive help?
Sure could. You know,
what are y'all talking about?
I just feel like
I'm just saying. I'll do it if you don't want to join us. I'm gonna throw LeVar Arrington's hat in the ring for this,
right.
Baby.
That's so funny.
Yeah. What
for Nebraska?
Yeah.
Why would you want to take that job?
Come on, LeVar.
You know.
Come on.
I mean, look, they're willing to pay. They just went ahead and for you know.
I mean, I can put together a staff. I start with Brady Quinn. Tell you that.
Well,
would still have your seat at Big Noon if it didn't work out.
You're gonna have to pay me a lot, though. That's a problem. I don't know. They got that $15 million buyout and paying all these other guys.
I mean, come on, LeVar.
I wouldn't do it for the money. I mean, that would be a part of it, but you know, I wouldn't have to clean out the cupboards. You know, as long as I can recruit well. You know, as long as we can get some guys in there.
You can bring all the dudes from Southern California. Yeah. I mean, that is Big Ten country now.
Anyways, I wouldn't want to do it, though. It'd be too much time.
Isn't it?
It would be a lot of time.
Too much time.
Is it even an attractive job anymore?
Ooh. Yeah, I think it's still an attractive job.
I think growing up.
Because you can recruit for that school.
I think we romanticize Nebraska because we grew up when they were good. I don't know that it's an attractive
job
anymore.
There's going to be someone who brings that back, possibly. Maybe not, but there's the possibility, and I think that that's what makes it an attractive job. It's the Big Ten, for one. Two, it's Nebraska. And if you were able to bring them back to prominence, their fan base is really, really solid. It's really, really good. They just haven't been able to turn. Well, then again, they were able to turn the corner. They just weren't comfortable with what that corner represented. They, you know, wanted more, I guess, more than what they needed at that point in time.
I actually, there was a graphic that was running around on social media, and it shows that their 5-year rolling win percentage, and it dates all the way back to, I want to say, maybe Devaney when he took over as head coach. But the point is this. It goes to Osborne, shows his rise, and then basically since then they've been on a downhill decline. I mean, even as good as, you know, Coach Solich was, he still couldn't replicate what Tom Osborne did. And then all of a sudden you go to the Bill Callahan years, kept going down. Bo Pelini started to bring them back up. But then once he plateaued, then they put Coach Riley in there. That didn't work. And it looks like a stock market over the past year, and just watching it just down, 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 like watching your 401k get drained.
Oh.
And that's the point I think Jonas is making is we tend to hold it in high prestige because of what it used to be and maybe what it could be. The problem is there's so many difficult, hurdles to get over in order to make it what it needs to be. And Scott Frost had enough time. I mean, I think anyone who watched Nebraska since he's taken over, you would have thought, I mean, you had to have showed signs of something. They just can't win one-score games. Like, they could not figure out a way of winning those one-score games, and we all know how this works. You can change quarterback, do whatever you want, right? Adrian Martinez is in Kansas State now. They bring in Casey Thompson. Same result. The next guy you end up taking away is going to be the head coach.
It's Two Pros and a Cup of Joe here on Fox Sports Radio. LeVar Arrington, Brady Quinn, Jonas Knox with you here. Coming up next from the TireRack.com studios, it's the FSR IR, and it's yours right here on Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of Two Pros and a Cup of Joe with Brady Quinn, LeVar Arrington, and Jonas Knox weekdays at 6 a.m. Eastern, 3 a.m. Pacific.
Hi, this is Jay Glazer, and you may know me from the world of football or fighting or even shows like HBO's Ballers. What you don't know is for my entire life, I have lived in something I refer to as the gray. Depression, anxiety. So now I'm coming out with a new podcast, Unbreakable, a mental health podcast with Jay Glazer, where each week, while we talk about mental health, I hope to describe it. Give it words. Listen to Unbreakable with Jay Glazer on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. It's halftime and the scoreboard is not looking good. You're feeling low, not sure you can pull out a win. That's when you dig deep, lift your head up, and say to yourself, time to get back in the game, pull off some bank heists, and take as much of my friend's money as I possibly can. That's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do. Play on countless dynamic Monopoly boards, make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball, charge other players rent for your iconic properties. You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. So get back out there, put on your game face, and download Monopoly Go, now free on the App Store or Google Play.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
What kind of fun is waiting for you at Kings Island? The holy cow, we're way too high and here comes the drop kind of fun. The make a splash all summer kind of fun. The I can't believe I ate that whole funnel cake. Let's get another kind of fun. But most importantly, at Kings Island, you'll find for the fun of it kind of fun.
Don't wait to start your fun this season. Kings Island opens its gates April 20th.
Oh, yeah. Let me tell you something, man.
Oh, yeah.
Early 2000s.
Yeah.
Dublin Kaufman High. Everyone's
so
like,
predictable.
Hey, what's the quarterback doing? Is he going through the all-22s? Is he throwing routes to his receivers? Like, no, he already got that done. He got in here at like 3 a.m. Like, well, what's he doing?
What's he doing now, then? Like,
oh, yeah, you got to go over to that room over there. What's over there? Yeah. It's the weight room.
What does it sound like, Jonas?
You
what does
up,
that weight room sound
you
like?
You open up that door, and there
how
you see.
How you sound doing them reps?
Number 10 with Quinn on his back.
How's sound?
Six plates on each side. Getting ready for just to blow through some squats, just to get warmed up for the day.
Let's hear them.
Let's hear it.
Ha!
One. Two, come on, Q. Three, come on, come on. Push it, push it, come on. You're the man, come on, you're the man, come on. Yeah.
What's happening?
What does the last one sound like? What last one, last one, last one, last one.
throwing around, man. Clanging and banging.
That's right.
Yeah, you know what it is.
Oh, boy.
You know what it is.
You're a trip, man.
Telling you, man.
Is there a delivery date connected to that? That
9 months later.
Oh, God. His quads didn't grow 9 months later. Some don't do.
Before we get to the FSRIR, we do want to let you know we are brought to you by DraftKings. DraftKings Sportsbook is an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app today and use code 2PROS for a special offer when you sign up. That's code 2PROS only at DraftKings Sportsbook.
After your sports weekend, happens. So it's time to get the FSR IR report.
All right, Brady, you got one?
Yeah. Well, I got a couple. I mean, so Friday we get out there to the set, and we're rehearsing, going through some stuff, and it's hot at the ATX. It's in the afternoon, so it's the hottest time of the afternoon. Man, my man Reggie's in a t-shirt and shorts, but it's not. I mean, he's got like cotton. It's like a heavy cotton quality. He is sweating so bad. And we've got all these like sponsors and these social media influencers. And it's like someone poured a bucket on his head. Jeez. His shirt is just drenched all this stuff. And he's like taking photos with people. I was like, dude, what were you thinking? Like when you came out here dressed in like this like heavy cotton like sweater material. And he was like, I don't know, man. It was one of the funniest things I've ever seen. All these people taking photos, and then he just looks drenched. I'm like, I'm laughing next to him every photo just because of it. But no, my IR story is obviously watching Notre Dame. I mean, my God.
Oh, man.
That one, that broke my heart. Like, it did for a lot of reasons. Ooh. But it was one of those losses, man, that it makes you question everything. And that's a tough spot to be in. For a head coach is just trying to find traction and trying to find his way now. And for that team, I mean, here's the thing. When you lose to Marshall, not that Marshall's a bad Sun Belt team, by the way. Like, they're not that as bad as it looks. But now it makes you say, well, every single game's a question mark, right? Like, coming into the season, the things you thought you could rely on, you can't rely on. The teams you thought you probably should beat, now you're saying, I don't know if we should beat anyone. So it's a big time question mark. Now there's a lot of soul searching going on there in South Bend.
How hot's the seat?
I don't think it's hot. I mean, I think obviously we'll see how the rest of the season goes, but they got to turn some things around quick.
Yeah, that's pressure.
But I don't think you can move on from a guy in mid-season in his first year.
I mean, they still got obviously Clemson. They've got USC,
BYU,
yeah, like
USC to finish.
Man, that's
yeah. And by the way, like Cal this weekend. How can you feel confident about Cal?
You can't.
Who's a better defense than Marshall?
You can't. You can't feel good. You got to feel stress, some pressure.
About every game.
You know who felt some stress, some pressure?
Who's that?
Adrian Peterson is on our IR for this week. God. How about that?
Hey, that was like kind of disturbing to see the way he fell.
Cool, man.
And like the sound
he's taken away from what guys are, man.
Yeah.
The fact that both are in there doing that in the first place.
Bad.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
What kind of fun is waiting for you at Kings Island? The holy cow, we're way too high and here comes the drop kind of fun. The make a splash all summer kind of fun. The I can't believe I ate that whole funnel cake. Let's get another kind of fun. But most importantly, at Kings Island, you'll find for the fun of it kind of fun.
Don't wait to start your fun this season. Kings Island opens its gates April 20th.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.